They talked too much at the mess, and I drank wine, because tonight we were not all brothers unless I drank a little, and talked with the priest about Archbishop Ireland, who was, it seemed, a noble man, and with whose injustice, the injustices he had received and in which I participated as an American, and of which I had never heard, I feigned acquaintance. It would have been impolite not to have known something of them, when I had listened to such a splendid explanation of their causes, which were, after all, it seemed, misunderstandings. I thought he had a fine name, and he came from Minnesota, which made a lovely name, Ireland of Minnesota, Ireland of Wisconsin, Ireland of Michigan. What made it pretty was that it sounded like island. No, that wasn't it. There was more to it than that. Yes, Father, that is true, Father. Perhaps, Father. No, Father. Well, maybe yes, Father. You know more about it than I do, Father. The priest was good but dull. The officers were not good but dull. The king was good but dull. The wine was bad but not dull. It took the enamel off your teeth and left it on the roof of your mouth.
And the priest was locked up, Rocha said, because they found the 3% bonds on his person. It was in France, of course. Here they would never have arrested him. He denied all knowledge of the 5% bonds. This took place at Béziers. I was there, and reading of it in the paper, went to jail and asked to see the priest. It was quite evident he had stolen the bonds.
I don't believe a word of this, Rinaldi said.
Just as you like, Rocha said, but I am telling it for our priest here. It is very informative. He is a priest. He will appreciate it.
The priest smiled. Go on, he said. I'm listening.
Of course, some of the bonds were not accounted for, but the priest had all of the 3% bonds and several local obligations. I forget exactly what they were. So, I went to the jail. Now, this is the point of the story, and I stood outside his cell, and I said as though I were going to confession, "Bless me, Father, for you had sinned."
There was great laughter from everybody.
And what did he say? Asked the priest.
Rocha ignored this and went on to explain the joke to me.
You see the point, don't you?
It seemed it was a very funny joke if you understood it properly. They poured me more wine and I told the story about the English private soldier who was placed under the shower bath. Then the major told the story of the 11 Czechoslovaks and the Hungarian corporal. After some more wine, I told the story of the jockey who found the penny. The major said there was an Italian story, something like that, about the Duchess who could not sleep at night. At this point, the priest left, and I told the story about the traveling salesman who arrived at 5 o'clock in the morning at Marseille when the mistral was blowing.